Today is Valentine's Day, what's supposed to be the busiest day of the year for the Gallery of Flowers in University City. Several men are waiting in line, the phones are ringing constantly, and it is busy, but mostly because owner Linda Cook and her staff are trying to catch up. She's snipping leaves off what she calls a happy hearts bouquet.
Because of all the weather issues, we're having to combine the 13th and 14th and reroute and reschedule and any way that we can get it out today.
She's been doing this for more than 40 years, but she says she's never had to scramble like this. She and her staff worked till 11 o'clock last night to get orders ready, and today she has at least half a dozen people helping her, including neighbors, friends, and family.
Snow falling in Charlotte is really unusual. Snow falling this deep on February the 14th or 13th it's more than what the average florist can handle.
Because of the storm, Cook says she only sold 60% of the flowers she expected to sell this week. Governor McCrory expects these types of short-term losses to add up and affect the state's treasury.
We do anticipate a negative impact on revenue coming into the state, so that could have also a long-term budget impact and possible government operations because of less money that has been spent in the economy due to the last 3 or 4 days where the economy is basically shut down.
He says he's also expecting the state revenue to take a hit because hourly employees who couldn't report to work won't be paying as much in taxes. As for Linda Cook, she's holding out hope that Valentine's Day will extend into the weekend so she can make up for some of her lost revenue. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.